This interview is being conducted for an oral history project at St. Catherine College. Today is September the 29th, 1985. My name is Patricia Devine, and I am interviewing Mr. and Mrs. Denny Goode. It is 2 p.m., and we are doing this interview at Denny and Norma Goode's farm on East Texas Road. Mr. Goode, could you tell us your birth date and where you were born?
I was born in Texas, Kentucky, September the 7th, 1936.
Mrs. Goode, could you tell us your birth date and where you were born and a little bit about your family?
Okay. Well, I was born in a little town called Preachersville, Kentucky, in Lincoln County. My parents were Everett and Lorena Grubbs. And Denny and I have four children. We have one daughter and three sons. Our daughter is Patricia Elaine. She's married to Donnie Hurst, and they live in Stanton, Kentucky, and have one daughter, Rebecca. And our son Jeff, our oldest son, he owns a farm that connects our farm here, and he farms with his father and also works in some crop insurance and statistics, farm statistics. And our 22-year-old son, Hal, is a student at Eastern Kentucky University. And Todd, our youngest, is 20 and recently married and lives near us. Actually, he lives on our farm and works with Denny and Jeff farming. And he has one son, Denny McKinley. His wife's name is Barbara.
Okay. Denny, when did you begin farming?
I was born and raised on a farm. I farmed all my life.
Did you begin farming here in Washington? So you began farming here in Washington County?
I began farming on the farm that I live on now.
Where did you get your interest in farming?
Well, I grew up on a farm and I've always liked it. So I started from there.
How long were you parents in farming?
They were in farming all their life, about 60, probably 60 years.
Could you tell us a little bit about your family, what their names were? And
my father's name was H.F., and my mother was Laura Bell Kimberlin Goode. And he was a farmer and a tobacco buyer.
When you began farming, did you begin alone or were you married?
I began as a partner with my father.
Okay. Do you farm alone today or do you farm with someone else?
Two of my sons, Jeff and Todd, we farm together.
Okay. How does your wife help you out on the farm? Does she help you in any way?
Well, she more or less takes care of the house, does the cooking and the grocery shopping, and we do the rest.
What part did your children play in the farm when they were growing up?
Well, they've always helped milk, which was a big job, and they more or less done what had to be done.
When you began farming, did you begin with beef and dairy farming both, or did you start with one before the other?
We started with beef and kept it a couple of years and then switched over to dairy.
Do you grow crops on the farm also?
We grow corn, silage, and tobacco.
Okay. How much do you grow of these crops?
We grew about approximately 15 acres of corn, silage, and the boys and myself grow approximately 15 acres of tobacco.
Okay. Can you describe your dairy operation in the beginning when you first started?
Well, it was small. When we first started, we milked by hand. And, of course, we changed over to conventional milkers.
How many cows do you milk now?
Right now we're only milking 25.
How long does it take you to milk these cows now?
It takes about an hour or an hour and 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. What kind of problems did you have when you first started milking? Did you have any real problems then?
Well, I've never really had any major problems milking because I always liked what I done and it came easy for me.
How many beef cows do you have now?
Right now we have 40.
Okay. Did government policies, did they have any impact on your operation?
Yeah, they did. I'd say they did.
What kind of impact did they have?
The tobacco program and then the price support on milk.
Okay. Has your farm operation grown over the years?
Yeah, it's probably tripled.
Okay. What are the major problems you have today in the beef and dairy?
Well, the major problems you have is expense. It takes a lot of money to do it.
It does in everything, I think. What kind of impact has mechanization had on your farm?
Well, it's played a big part because in the beginning, while we worked horses, and now we're up to tractors.
So it makes your work a lot easier.
Makes the work a lot easier. Sure does.
Okay. What improvements have you made in feeding and health practices on the farm?
Well, we have silos and feed bins where we didn't have those in years past.
Okay.
Dehorning chutes and things like that.
How have the roles of your children, your family changed over the years?
Well, you said roles. In the beginning, I thought everybody could make it farming, but I see now that somebody's got to do something else. And since I'm the older one in the bunch, in the group, well, I think it should be the younger ones.
So what profession do your sons have as of right now?
Well, one of them is farming and works in agriculture, and the other one is in communications. And then my youngest son, he's a farmer.
Okay. Do you think it's possible for the small farmer to compete successfully against the large ones that's in the cattle industry?
Not really.
What problems do they have with
this?
Well,
the small farmer, he has to have his, needs his money more so. The larger farmer, he can go a longer period of time and hold his stock longer and more or less get the better markets. And the smaller farmer, when the time comes, he has to sell.
Okay. What do you see as the future for the cattle farmers and that's in the beef and dairy?
I think the future for the cattle farmers will get better because they're coming up with some new breeds, and I think you'll produce more beef per acre probably at about the same amount of expense.
Mr. Good, is there anything else that you can think of that you would like to say about your farming operation?
Well, I can't think of anything right now.
Okay. Mrs. Good, is there anything you can think of that you'd like to say?
Well, I was just thinking about the question you asked about the role that your children played as they became older. It seemed so much simpler to me just as a mother as a parent when they were younger and didn't really need a lot of income themselves. And it seemed easier then to be a family farm. Where now, it seems like to me it's more and more difficult to stay the family farm you wanted it to be, because they are all older and they have to have an income, they have expenses, and they have to have money, and there is not enough actual money, not enough actual income in Deering or the cattle either, you know, to give out like salaries to your children, like you would like to be able to pay them a salary maybe. And the way the economy is now, I think they have to have money, and I think their role is changing so that where Denny went right on and farmed after his father and mother were gone, I don't know whether our sons and son-in-law and daughter would be able to do it, you know, as far as roles.
Okay. Thank you very much for interviewing you today.
You're welcome.